been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday. It is 10/11/16. It's the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, let's see what's happening today. We had a good day yesterday, and we're off to a slow start today. We have crude oil down 35 cents. That seems to be driving the whole market lower today. Crude oil is at $51 per barrel, however, a height that we haven't seen for quite some time. Meanwhile, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down about 90 points right now. We're at 18,236, still at or near all-time highs, down 0.5% so far. S&P 500 down about 12 points right now. The S&P 500 is at 2,151. It is also down 0.5%. The NASDAQ is down 30, about the same percentage as the other two indexes. The NASDAQ is at 5,297. Crude oil down 35 cents. A lot of fingers being pointed in that direction. I also think there's a couple of stinky earnings reports out of not so big bellwether companies, but Alcoa did miss earnings, and that's also dragging the markets down a little bit here today. Crude oil is at $51 per barrel after a huge rally in the oil stocks again yesterday. Gold is down $3.40. Gold is at $12.57. Interest rates continue to drift higher, okay? That could be another drag on the market here today. The 10-year's at 1.78. Meanwhile, the euro is at 1.1075. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, the big question today is, can the Cubs hold on? That's the big question, isn't it? The Cubs kind of had it. They're two up on San Francisco. They go to San Francisco. They have the lead. They squander it. They lose the game. And they allow the Giants to keep this whole thing going. So, you know, will the Cubs jinx continue or will they break it this year? All eyes on Wrigley Field. Or I think they're at AT&T Park in San Francisco again. The Dodgers have a long World Series drought also, and they're fighting for their lives today against the Washington Nationals. Meanwhile, the American League is settled. It's Toronto versus Cleveland. That's right. No Yankees this year, no Red Sox this year, no Tampa Bay this year, no Detroit this year. Toronto versus Cleveland. A couple of teams that have also had droughts of their own. Another WikiLeaks data dump today. John Harwood. Let me tell you a little story. John Harwood, remember? Do you remember when CNBC got to host one of the Republican debates? And John Harwood, who's their political guy, and there was some gal, too, that was a moderator. And there was also Jim Cramer and all the usual suspects there. I thought John Harwood was the most biased moderator I have ever heard in my entire life in a debate. I did debates in high school. The moderator's supposed to be neutral. He's just the referee guy that, you know, tells people when to shut up, tells people when it's their turn, asks the questions, shouldn't have an agenda. Well, John Harwood is sending emails to the Clinton campaign. Hey, good job. Good job. You won this state. Nice job. Well, you know, after that debate on CNBC, I had been a watcher of CNBC. I've been a guest on CNBC. I turned the channel, and I have never looked back. That was about a year ago. And now it's coming out, the bias of John Harwood. I hope he loses his job, really. I mean, that is just really despicable for a moderator of the debates to act like that. Treasury yields continue to march upwards. Well, I wrote another article over the weekend on Seeking Alpha. I don't know if you've had a chance to read it, but I talked once again about the environment for income investors right now. It's a tricky environment at best. They're dealing with the feeding frenzy in the dividend area of the market earlier this year, which came to an abrupt halt in about July. The REIT started to sell off, the utility started to nosedive, and the large cap, big cap dividend payers also started to go down because of valuation issues. That eliminated a whole bunch of sectors from the market that are usual suspects for income investors. And I started to totally retool my income accounts and pivot away from those areas into other areas of the market that are more favorable in this environment. So if you did not get a chance to read that article, you might want to check it out. Just go to Seeking Alpha, Google my name there, or put in my name as an author. Not only did I list the dangerous areas of the market for income investors right now, but I also listed a few ideas that I like at the current time. The other problem that income investors have right now is a rising interest rate environment. Now we're up to 1.79%. If we get over 2%, that's going to cause a major problem in the bond market. Now it may come back down again, I don't know. But that bond market continues to look extremely precarious to me, which presents another conundrum for the income investor who wants a check every month coming to their household, to their post office box, or to their mailbox. Bonds are also a traditional area for income seekers, but they have extraordinary risk, in my opinion. And bond yields do continue to march upwards right now. The Trump-Clinton debate Sunday night, ratings dropped 21%. The first debate had 84 million people watching. The second debate only had 66 million people watching. I think a lot of people were watching baseball and football instead. I think that's where that other 18 million went. They went to the NFL and they went to Major League Baseball. What? Think about the long history that Germany has had of building fine automobiles. You know, they're considered to be the finest engineered cars in the world, talking about Mercedes-Benz, talking about BMW, etc. Well, Germany had a vote last week to ban vehicles powered by gas and diesel, let's not forget Volkswagen, by 2030. So all of that German engineering, you'll be driving an electric Mercedes-Benz or an electric BMW by 2030, if the government, some of the government people back there get their way. It was a non-binding resolution, but it places more pressure on the European Commission to promote zero-emission mobility. Imagine on the Autobahn, all these little electric cars. Well, whatever. Meanwhile, if you're driving around in your car, you might not want to set your Samsung Galaxy Note 7 smartphone up on the dashboard. Oh, it's not funny. I shouldn't laugh. Wipe that smile from your face, Gunderson. They're catching fire. Now Galaxy has, Samsung has completely stopped making Galaxy Note 7s. Imagine waking up to a fire in your home caused by your smartphone that just internally combust. I guess they get too hot from the batteries. And they continue to follow more reports of devices catching fire. Resellers have begun to move in that direction, too. Think about these poor Verizon and AT&T signing up people, giving them a Verizon Galaxy 7. The four big U.S. wireless carriers have suspended sales and exchanges of the devices of the Samsung smartphones. Not so smart are those smartphones. This will be an interesting court case to watch. Apple versus Samsung in the Supreme Court, and a historic Supreme Court showdown. Hundreds of millions of dollars are at stake. The U.S. Supreme Court will hear its first case involving design patents in more than a century. Can you believe that? The patent office and all the patents that people filed, this is the first, well, for the Supreme Court, this is the first case they've heard in 100 years. Samsung Electronics and Apple look to settle their fight over iPhone copying. America's highest judges will determine whether Samsung owes Apple all the profits it made from its infringing phones or just those attributed to the disputed phones. Well, that's why Apple stock broke out to the upside yesterday. What if they win in the Supreme Court and Samsung's got to write a big giant check to Apple? We'll keep our eye on that one. Okay, a lot more to talk about when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors of the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio. You know, I think these rate rises here in the last week or so, I think investors ought to sit up and take note of that. I have made a very conscious effort to lower the exposure to anything that is interest rate sensitive. If you don't know in your portfolio that which is interest rate sensitive, call your advisor, call your broker if you get in touch with them and say, just how interest rate sensitive is my portfolio? I've been calling on for quite some time. In fact, I wrote an article, is your portfolio too interest rate sensitive? I still have a few things hanging around that are interest rate sensitive, but I would say by the end of the week, we'll see. I might not have anything. That is interest. Everything's interest rate sensitive to some, in one regard or another. But for the most part, there's a lot of things that are extremely interest rate sensitive, and those are the ones that would scare me the most. If I had a big portfolio that was totally exposed to, in other words, if I had a portfolio full of bonds and REITs and utilities right now and preferred stocks, etc., I'd be pretty nervous. That's just me. You go get a second opinion on that, but I'm a guy that's in this market every single day watching this stuff, and I'm seeing the interest rate sensitive stocks continue to sell off, and I believe they have a lot further to go. Diamondback Energy hits a new record high. That was yesterday. It's pulling back just a little bit here today. FANG is the symbol. I continue to be bullish on the energy patch, which actually not too interest rate sensitive there. In fact, oil would probably like a little bit of inflation right now. And oil has continued to be one of the best performers in the market this year. I continue to be bullish on the energy patch. I do have a position in Diamondback Energy in my ultra growth portfolio, which has just been on a tear here recently. Diamondback Energy down a little bit today, but hit new record highs. They decided to not make any acquisitions. They upped their production targets for 2016, and it seems like all systems go there for the current time. How about this? Yesterday, a coal miner CEO, not his daughter, a coal miner CEO, called Tesla a fraud for failing to turn a profit even while receiving taxpayer subsidies. Robert Murray, CEO of top privately owned U.S. coal producer Murray Energy, told CNBC yesterday that Tesla is a fraud. Okay, well, maybe Germany ought not to be turning to those electric cars. That's another stock I wouldn't own, Tesla. That purchase of SolarCity and merging those two companies, it's pretty obvious to me what the real objective there is by Mr. Musk. I'm just not a fan of Tesla stock. Tesla has gotten $2 billion from taxpayers, but it has not made a penny yet in cash flow, says Murray. You could close every coal-fired plant in the United States today, and you would not affect the temperature of the earth at all. Okay, so now he's really put himself on the chopping block, this Robert Murray, because he's denying climate change. And, of course, that's where Elon Musk shot back, responded by saying that his company gets pennies on the dollar in subsidies compared with the coal industry, and that the real fraud is Murray's denial of climate change. Hard times or hard Brexit over in Britain. British cabinet ministers are being warned that the Treasury could lose £66 billion a year. That's a lot of weight to lose in tax revenues under a hard Brexit, according to leaked government papers. How come everything's being leaked today? Huh? Is there anything sacred anymore? Is it a good thing or a bad thing? I don't know. The document also cautions that leaving the single market and switching to World Trade Organization rules could cause GDP to fall between 5.4 to 9.5% in the UK. That's called a recession. Anyways, that's what the papers say, British cabinet ministers. And, of course, the pound sterling has just been pounded here recently. It's clear down to 1.23. Quite the drop in a currency. And it's also been causing our dollar to rise. OPEC. OPEC's oil production rose to record highs in September. Hey, I thought they had a production freeze agreement. I think this is part of the market sell-off here today. This news, OPEC's oil production rising by 160,000 barrels to 33 million barrels per day, underscoring the challenges the group faces as it seeks to curtail output. At this stage, it is difficult to assess how the OPEC supply cut, if enforced, how do they enforce it? Does Saudi Arabia bomb Russia for producing too much oil? I don't know. Will affect market balances, the IEA said in a latest monthly report. Yesterday, West Texas crude pushed above $51 per barrel after Vladimir Putin said Russia was ready to join an output freeze. But not, here's the money line. But not one world producer has willingly taken one solitary barrel, not one single solitary barrel of production off the table yet. Ford's sales in China stay on a hot pace. Well, they're driving Ford Focuses over there. Maybe some Mustangs too. Ford reported sales in China that increased 24% in September to 109,277 vehicles as the company's joint ventures continue on their hot streak in the nation. That's another stock I wouldn't own, Ford. I do own one auto stock, but it is not Ford. Illumina, well, that's a San Diego company. That's the one that kind of came up with the machines to do all of the genetic sequencing. That used to take months and years, and now it takes hours instead. But Illumina warns they lower guidance for next year. Illumina, which was in my book, by the way, Best Stocks Now, back in 2012. Illumina is down 25% today. I do not have a position in Illumina. You got a pacemaker in your heart? Some St. Jude heart devices are at risk of premature battery depletion. Well, that's not a good thing to have the batteries go out. It's one thing to have the batteries go out on your smartphone or your remote control, but not on your pacemaker. Increased volume news that some of the implanted heart devices are at risk of premature battery depletion due to the formation of lithium clusters. The situation makes the device unable to deliver doses of electricity when needed. Two patient deaths have been attributed to the problem so far. St. Jude is down 6% today. Check on that pacemaker. Change those batteries. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNow app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNow app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. The question of the day for me and for investors should be, is your portfolio too interest rate sensitive? If you don't know, here's an idea. Have me take a look at it. I'd be happy to give you my opinion of where your risk lies. Man, I would hate to see a bunch of retirees wiped out by rising interest rates, because they've been sold the bill of goods of the robot-driven asset allocation that does not look at the world around you. It looks at your age, it looks at your risk tolerance, comes up with a computer-generated formula that's rebalanced quarterly, and completely ignores the world, what's happening in the world. And let's not forget that many of the assumptions that are being put into your financial plan are based on past returns of the bond market. Do you really think with, $215 trillion in debt around the world, or whatever it was that the International Monetary Fund reported, do you really think that the bond market's going to deliver even close to the returns over the next 1, 3, 5, 10 years that it has over the last 1, 3, 5, and 10 years with interest rates at 5,000-year lows? You heard me right. 5,000-year lows. I put a chart in my article in Seeking Alpha, and it was in my newsletter over the weekend, of interest rates over the last 5,000 years. Believe it or not, I guess from cuneiforms or from tablets found in Egypt and whatnot, we know the history of interest rates over the last 5,000 years. Alan Greenspan's quoted them many times. We have 5,000-year low interest rates. I ask the question again. Is your portfolio too interest rate sensitive? What kind of risk do you have if interest rates continue to rise? I believe that that's the biggest threat. I saw the technology crash in the year 2000. I think most of us could say we had too much exposure to the technology industry back then. We were being sold a bill of goods that valuation does not matter. I saw the market crash again in 2007 and 2008 when it looked like there was no top to single-family home prices. All that money being given to borrowers. Very low interest rates, very little discipline as far as checking their credit ratings, etc., created a massive tidal wave of artificial demand in the single-family home market. Homes were bid up to giddy heights, people camped out overnight, and that caused the last bear market. Part of it, the financial crisis, everything, a lot of factors there. I believe that the next bear market is going to be caused by the bond market. That's where I see the bubble. I saw the bubble growing in technology. I saw the bubble growing. In fact, I warned in my newsletter of 08 that, you know, this is not good. This is not good. All of this money being thrown at borrowers to go buy homes, and then their notes being packaged up and sold all over the world. I said, this is a ticking time bomb. And it was. And now here we are in 2016, and again, I would ask you the question. You need to ask yourself the question. You need to ask your advisor the question. You need to ask your financial planner the question. Is my portfolio too interest rate sensitive? What would happen, Mr. Planner or Mrs. Planner or whoever? I'm sure it's someone you know, and you know you're good friends and all. Maybe you play tennis together or whatever. What would happen if interest rates went to 3% from the current level of 1.80? We're kind of at 1.80 right now. What would happen to my portfolio if it went to 3%? Just ask that question and see if they have an answer. See if they have a numerical answer, because there's a formula that you can run. What would happen to my portfolio if interest rates went to 3%? And if you don't know if your portfolio is too interest rate sensitive, I would be happy to take a look at it for you. I have people fax me, they email me their portfolios all the time. If I like it, I say, I like it. I knew a guy in the industry, no matter what the portfolio was, it could have been the greatest it could have been Warren Buffett's holdings. He would drop it on the floor and say, oh, yeah, that's a horrible. Well, I won't do that. I think you know from my show, I'm a straight shooter. I've told many people over the years, stay where you're at. You're one of the lucky ones who has a good advisor who has guided you well and has you well positioned at the current time. I have no problem saying that. I don't care if it's a $20 million account, you know. But if it's bad, I'm going to be a straight shooter and I'm going to tell you the truth of what I think of your portfolio, where your vulnerabilities are, and what kind of risk you have under the various scenarios that may play out here over the next several years. I think the biggest scenario, the biggest, look, they risk test banks all the time. They go in there and say, what would happen if this happened? What would happen to this bank? Well, you have to ask yourself the same question with your portfolio. Stress test is the word I'm looking for. They stress test the banks all the time. Now, in the newsletter every week, I address this whole issue of asset allocation. And there's different schools of thought. The vast majority of people in my business have bought into the asset allocation theory. The efficient, horizon method of asset allocation. And it basically states that what percentage of your bonds or stocks should be determined by your age, how far away you are from retirement, and your risk tolerance. And there's innumerable software programs that come up with a nice colored pie chart. The Efficient Frontier. Nice colored pie chart of what percentage of your assets should be in stocks, precious metals, international, emerging markets, bonds, cash. You've probably got a portfolio like that. Well, I address this asset allocation. I'm a little bit different. I think there's times when I don't want to have any exposure to the stock market, or very little. I think there's times when I don't want to have any exposure to the bond market. Now is one of those times. That's an extreme statement that I'm making. I think there's times when I don't want to have any gold in my pocket or in my safe at home. And there's times when I want to have a whole heck of a lot of cash in my asset allocation. And there's also times when I want to have a few inverse funds, maybe a lot of inverse funds in a really wacky world that's turned upside down. Now, that hasn't happened for 7.5 years, but it happened in 2008. It happened in 2001, 2002, and it will happen again. So I address that issue of asset allocation every week in my newsletter. You can go to the section of my newsletter from last week, and you can look up what my current asset allocation is, how I currently rank the asset classes, which basically come down to stocks and bonds. But you can also throw in precious metals. You can also throw in cash. You can also throw in real estate. And you can also throw in inverse funds. I believe that that's an asset class that's just as viable at times as the other asset classes are. And then, of course, there's all the little subsets of the asset classes. Stocks can be divided into large caps, mid caps, small caps, international, emerging markets. A lot of different subcategories, and then I rank them all every week. 33 different asset classes. That's part of my newsletter. I manage money. I set my asset allocations and my portfolios off those rankings, off my observations, and I look at the charts every day of the big asset classes before I start delving down into the sectors, which we'll talk about in the last portion of the show here, and into the individual holdings in the portfolio. But I think there's a very big question you need to ask. Just as I warned about the mortgage market in 2007, I see the same bubble, type of bubble growing today, one of the biggest bubbles of all time, and it's in the bond market. You can choose to listen to me or not listen to me. It's up to you. But you need to ask yourself the question and get the answer to that question. How much interest rate sensitive is my portfolio? We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from evaluation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Docs Now Radio. I say today's show, the theme is asset allocation. What's your asset allocation right now? Is your portfolio too interest rate sensitive? In my newsletter over the weekend, I printed out. Here's the asset classes and the current ranking. Here's the ones I like. Here's the ones I do not like. And here's my current asset allocation. What's yours? Well, there's lots of opinions on this out there. I'm giving you mine, and I publish mine every single week. You can go to my newsletter, GundersonCapital.com. Now, the next area of the market that I look at that I believe in, it's a big help in narrowing down that great big sea of stocks out there. I currently have over 4,600 symbols of mutual funds, stocks, exchange-traded funds, inverse funds, bond funds, etc. in my database, my Best Stocks Now database. Every day when the market closes, it goes out, gathers in the new numbers, moves everything ahead one day as far as historical performance. Measures the recent historical performance, the intermediate historical performance, the long-term historical performance against that of everything else in that database and spits back to me a number of how the stocks rate or the bonds or whatever it is, the inverse funds rank from a performance point of view. As far as the stocks go, I go out and we pull in the new numbers, the new price of the stock, closing price for the day, the interest or the earnings estimates, my formulas for valuation, and that's updated every single day. And that's compared against all other stocks on a valuation basis. Where are the best values right now? Now, when I can combine the best values with performance, that's what I prefer. And then it's that last visual check. You know, that's probably the most important thing a doctor does every day when a patient sits down in front of him is first a visual check. I can't tell you how important looking at a chart of a stock or an asset class or the market or a sector is, which leads me to my last subject for today. Sectors of the market make the market much more manageable. There's been a giant movement in this industry over the last many years to exchange-traded funds versus mutual funds. There were several mutual funds that were pioneers in creating sector funds. Fidelity would definitely be one of those. Fidelity has a fund, mutual fund, managed mutual fund on almost every sector in the market, from utilities to aerospace to medical equipment to information technology. Very good at that. But recently, there's been a giant move to the exchange-traded funds, which have lower expenses and which can be traded more freely as they trade during the day, instead of just being priced once at the end of the day. Now, how important are sectors in the market? Well, from 2014 until about March of this year, the energy patch, the oil sector, got absolutely annihilated as oil prices came down from about $120 a barrel, clear down to $25 per barrel. Is annihilated the right word? Decimated? Clobbered? Whatever. Bludgeoned? Whatever the word is. And during that period of time, I believe, and I've watched and I've witnessed, that sectors in the market are cyclical over time. See, that's part of managing your own money. I mean, you've got to watch all of this. You've got to be aware of interest rates. You've got to be aware of economic reports. You've got to be aware of inflation. And it's a question of whether or not you have time to do it or not. If you do, fine. If you don't, find somebody who does it, because I think it's absolutely vital. I saw so many people come to me, say, how come my guy held on to all these oil stocks after they started to roll over in 2014? August of 2014, I can give you the exact month. These are the kinds of things I remember because I'm enmeshed in it every single day. How come my guy let me write these oil stocks down so far? Well, maybe a year or two from now, you'll be saying, why did my guy let my conservative income portfolio of bonds get hurt so badly? Because most people in this business aren't watching cycles. They are gathering assets. They're entering your name and asset allocation in, and it rebalances every 3 months, and they don't have to worry a whole lot. Because that rebalancing does not depend upon interest rates, doesn't depend upon economies, doesn't depend upon recessions. It just keeps it at a 70-30. Next year it'll be a 69-31. Next year it'll be at a 68-32. That's how that system works. And if you're fine with that system, I'm not going to talk you out of it, but I believe there's a lot more factors that need to be plugged in than just your age and your risk tolerance. That's just me. And I believe that these sectors in the market are cyclical. I think there's times when I don't want to have any energy stocks. I think there's times when I want to be overweighted in energy stocks. I think there's times when I don't want to have any technology stocks. I think there's times when I want to be overweighted in technology stocks. I think there's times when I don't want to have any exposure to the emerging markets. And I think there's times when I want to have a decent exposure to the emerging markets. So that's another thing you can check. If you're a do-it-yourselfer, you can get the newsletter, and I do the sectors every week in my newsletter. I comment on them. I tell you where the sectors that I like currently, and I tell you the sectors that I do not like currently, which is almost as important as the ones I do like. There's certain sectors in the market right now that I would avoid like the plague. There's interest rate sensitive sectors that look very dangerous to me. And on the other hand, there's sectors that benefit from rising interest rates. Well, this is all part of daily management of a portfolio. That's what we do for a living here at Gunderson Capital Management. We put a lot into it. If you'd be interested in us having us manage or take a look at your portfolio to see if you're too interest rate sensitive right now, you can give us a call at 855-611-BEST or go to our website at GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.